The General Services Administration seems to be making it tougher for certain contractors to do business with the government. Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. He tells Federal News Radio's Eric White what new stipulations GSA is introducing that may leave some companies hanging out to dry.
There are a couple things that GSA is doing that I think will increase cost for contractors on this program to the point where it may cause some to reevaluate how they want to participate on it. The first thing they're doing is in office supplies, which, you know, it's not IT, but the government buys almost $1 billion a year of office supplies through the GSA program. And they put out an RFI, request for information, last week talking about new requirements for contractors who want to participate on that office supply contract. The net of it is that GSA was very public in saying, we expect you to lower your prices, and we're also going to increase your costs by requiring you to have some new reporting requirements, some new tracking requirements, things that we want you to do that you haven't had to do before, but we're not going to pay you to do them. Lest we think, though, Eric, that all of the costs come for contractors, GSA also announced to its federal customers who want to buy from its office supply contract that they're going to charge a 2% access fee, which is 1.25% more than the typical GSA schedule access fee, and a high access fee by the standard of the other indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contracts charge. So that was the first thing. The second thing that GSA did was they announced that they're expanding their transactional data reporting requirement to their professional services schedule. Transactional data reporting has been something that's a little bit controversial in that it's a new data gathering requirement for contractors that requires them to submit reports on their schedule sales every month. While it's a little bit controversial in products, Eric, I think it's extremely controversial in services because this data is supposed to be used ultimately to allow federal customers to make accurate apples-to-apples comparisons on the types of prices paid for various products and now services on the schedules program. But the fact is, we just don't buy services the way we buy products. Every service acquisition is unique, and inside of every service acquisition, the different labor mix that different contractors put together to submit their bid varies widely. You could have some contractors who put a little bit more technical, and others who put a little bit more administrative. So the data that's going to be reported through this transactional data reporting tool for professional services is going to be an expensive and time-consuming burden for contractors that ultimately is going to tell the government customer nothing that they can use in terms of making a good evaluation on prices they're paying for service acquisitions through the schedules program.
Like regulations in other fields, I imagine that this will have the hardest effect on small contractors.
Well, that's exactly right. Look, if you're a small business service contractor, you're going to have to now put together every month detailed compilations of your service rates. Either you or somebody at GSA may attempt to back out those rates so that, you know, when you bid on a services piece of business in the federal government, you bid a rate, either firm fixed price or through the schedules, it's time and materials, and it's a blended total rate often. So it's not a discrete line item by line item. You know, it's $200 an hour for technical advisor two or whatever the category happens to be. And yet, if you're a smaller business, you may now have to report it that way. And look, it's not going to be fun for anybody, but larger companies at least have a little more bandwidth to be able to perform this exercise than their small business counterparts.
We're speaking with Larry Allen. He's the president of Allen Federal Business Partners. Switching gears here, GAO has put out numbers here that show that contractors, it might be in their favor to launch more bid protests.
Well, we're talking here, Eric, about the numbers that came in for bid protests during fiscal year 2016, and you're absolutely right in saying that There's something here for contractors to pay attention to. Look, the sustain rate for protests in 2016 was 23%. That's historically very high and substantially higher than the number from just a year ago. But the sustain rate doesn't even tell the entire story. We know that in a significant number of protests before a decision is issued, the agency may take the protest off the street and take some sort of remedial action to fix whatever problem was the protester found there to be with the RFP. So, conservatively speaking, you get something what you want if you're a contractor over 40% of the time if you file a protest, based on 2016 numbers anyway. That's a pretty good reason to say, look, if I feel that the agency didn't give me a fair look, if I think that there was some sort of a problem with how they didn't follow their own rules, for example, and how they awarded the contract, I'm going to file a protest. It's particularly true if you spent hundreds of thousands of dollars putting together a response for a major indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract, and you weren't awarded. Well, it costs probably 10% of your bid costs to file a protest. That extra 10% can make sure that you get another look, give you the peace of mind to make sure that you know you were treated fairly, and you've got a chance, based on these GAO numbers, of some sort of success. So I think that as the numbers also reflect an acquisition workforce that is overloaded, and one that is transitioning, where you have a number of experienced acquisition professionals that have retired, a number of younger ones who have come up. This is one of the reasons why you get the higher number of protests and a higher sustain rate.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners, speaking there with Federal News Radio's Eric White. You can find this interview and a link to Larry's blog at federalnewsradio.com. Just click Federal Drive.